Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line on which you can communicate with City Limits brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Let's go out to the hotline where we find Andrew Destin, Destiny's Child of the Post-Gazette. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Destiny's Child, it's wonderful to have you on the air again, but I'm starting to wonder if our time is nearing an end. Apparently you're leaving the Post-Gazette. Is that the case?
Yeah, first, always a pleasure talking with you, Joe, especially because we probably only got a few of these left while I'm in Pittsburgh. I'm in Pittsburgh now, back from Bradenton, but you know, last couple of weeks for me at the Post-Gazette, it's been such a great run. I can't believe that it's coming to an end after close to 4 years from the time I was an intern to covering Penn State football to the Penguins and the Pirates to now. So it's bittersweet, don't get me wrong, but excited about what's to come and eventually be able to discuss that once I'm able to. But excited about the future and grateful for the past.
Yeah, man, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. It's been great, actually. It's been a lot of fun. I think I met you in person once right next to the Willie Stargell statue when I was there with Ron Cook that morning. And I conducted a song where the fans sang to you, right?
Oh, yeah. That was a glorious moment. My folks, I know they're listening right now. They still talk about that, how wild that was of an afternoon.
What were we singing?
Oh, man, I can't even tell you for the life of me off the top of my head. It was something. It was like you inserted my name into some sort of song lyric, because of course you did. I don't know exactly what it was, but it was great.
And your friends from Penn State were listening as well?
Oh, yeah. I was getting people texting me, folks from the North Hills, you know, who lived out there, went to school, and they're like, what is this? You're on the fan? We didn't know you go on the fan. This is great. And it was just it was a whole experience, and, you know, that was a fun meeting, Joe.
Well, we aims to please. In your time at the Post-Gazette, you have covered, as you just mentioned, various sports. What's the most memorable event you covered in your time in Pittsburgh so far?
Yeah, for me, it's a tough battle because there's two. And I know my folks will laugh at this one when I bring it up, but the 2023 Rose Bowl was up there for me, mostly because I had gotten a 24-hour flu. So I was, for me, the Rose Bowl was one of my favorite games to go to as a kid, and I got to cover it for Penn State against Utah, and so my parents drove down, I'm in LA, this is great, I'm covering a game back in my home state, and I get absolutely bedridden sick, and the morning of the game, I'm just...
Who played again?
I can't keep anything. What's that?
Who played in that game again?
It was Penn State against Utah. So okay. I was covering Penn State. It was my last game I was going to cover on the beat, and I was excited to fully move out to Pittsburgh for the Post-Gazette, and I couldn't keep anything down. And I had, you know, mom giving me the Advil, taking care of me. I'm sitting in their car basically till an hour before kickoff, and I'm like, well, I should probably get myself to the press box now. And I finally do, and get myself to the press box. All the other reporters are like, oh, we thought you weren't going to make it. And I get in there and cover the game, and that was the last Penn State football game I covered. That, and then, of course, Paul Skeens' MLB debut. I mean, that's a hard one to forget, to pass up. That was just such a special one.
Yes.
There's other ones that are small runners-up, like Andrew McCutchen making his return to Pittsburgh. You know, the final game of the season back in the 22-23 Penguins season lives in infamy for me because, you know, the Penguins losing to the Blackhawks at home.
Yes, you know, I remember that.
That was a rough one. That was a solemn locker room afterwards, but there's been so much cool stuff I've been fortunate enough to cover in great events that, you know, I'll never forget them, that's for sure.
Yeah, it sounded like at that Rose Bowl you were having Malzi-like problems. He's missed a lot of shifts in the last couple months because he's having more blowouts than the 07 Patriots, right, Limits?
That Rose Bowl was awesome. Oh, my gosh.
You were there, too? I forgot.
I was there. That was probably my favorite sporting event that I've ever gone to. It was perfect. It really was. And a lot of sporting events are not like that.
Well,
no, it was perfect aside from the weather and from me and the trash cans. But besides that, it was a good one.
So if I come out, if you go back out west, which, you know, it sounds like you might. If I go out there, can I stay with you and your family and you guys take me to Lake Tahoe?
Now that we can arrange, Joe. I know, you know, I don't want to put up the guest bedroom for sale or nothing, but I'm sure we can accommodate that. We'd love to have you. Tahoe is only a 3-4 hour drive. We'd love to have you out there. I'm sure we can arrange that rental property again. There'd be plenty of space. I'm sure we could make it work.
All right, consider that done. And to Destiny's Child's parents listening on the phone, I'm a very easy guest. I'll just sleep in the I'll sleep anywhere. But I've always wanted to see Lake Tahoe. Haven't you, Limits?
I would love to go with you if Andrew would allow.
Do you remember Destiny's Child telling us the story of how him and his dad went hiking in Lake Tahoe and came upon this amazing lake?
Oh yeah,
remember that?
Great views.
Tell us that story again. Tell us, was this one that you went to regularly, or you just happened upon?
No, we just happened upon it. Me and my dad, like, we have a lot of things that are shared bonds over the years, whether that's sports, whether that's, you know, going to the beach, spending time outdoors. But hiking has always been something that we used to make time for is when I was a little kid and then throughout high school. You know, I ended up actually becoming a hiking leader for a couple of years or a summer when I was at Penn State leading kids on outdoor expeditions. So I love the outdoors. And yeah, so we've done a lot of hikes over the years, various national parks, and we did that one in Lake Tahoe. We basically just woke up on my birthday morning, drove across to the other side of the lake, and found a hike that he had kind of scouted out. He's the king of using things like All Trails, if you're familiar with that app, and all these sorts of things where you can find various hikes that, you know, hey, I want to go this distance, this difficulty, this kind of endpoint. And we get to the end of it, and you've got these alpine lakes that are completely secluded. There's not a soul in sight.
Oh, wow.
You jump in, they're in the, you know, low to mid 60s, fresh water, clear as can be, sunny, spectacular 75 degree day. It's like, yeah, I'm in paradise right now. It doesn't get much better than this.
Wow.
Phone connection wasn't working, so I had no connection. You couldn't even ask me to write a pirate's notebook if you tried. It was great. It was that was a fun birthday last year. I won't forget that one.
Does your dad play golf?
He does, yeah. Golf and tennis. He's still keeping at it.
All right, then we'll play golf. We'll play golf when I go out there, too. I can't wait for
you. You might be better than my pops. You're definitely better than me, that's for sure, Joe.
Well, we'll go to Lake Tahoe, plus we'll play golf. Limits, this sounds like an incredible adventure, doesn't it?
I would love to be a part of it, if so. And if not, I wish you well on your adventure.
I think Pebble Beach should be the spot where we hit. Lake Tahoe, a little Pebble Beach here, a little In-N-Out Burger there, perhaps a little Laguna Beach here. Let's make this a real vacation.
I better start saving my money now if that's the case.
I'll treat you, Limits. Don't worry.
I'll make sure you order right at In-N-Out, too. There's only one way to do an In-N-Out order correctly, and I got to make sure I scold my friends when they do it wrong.
All right. I look forward to that. In the meantime, honestly, you'll probably join us one more time before you leave, I would hope, at least one more time. If we don't, we can say our goodbyes in a moment here. But you were just in Bradenton, and I'm curious because I've been to Bradenton a couple different times, and both times I caught the old Bradenton flu, which is I start thinking that the team is better than it is, and then when I get home, I sober up real fast. So now that you've been home and you can look back upon your time at spring training, what do you honestly think of this ball club? Are they going to be a playoff team, Andrew?
I don't think so, Joe. I think that they'll be competitive. I think it might be a season that in a lot of ways mirrors last year's, especially because the starting pitching, if it stays healthy, which, you know, no guarantee, it can get you there, right? I think the deal is just you look around the rest of the division, and I know we've talked about this before in this show, but I adamantly believe it, that, you know, from what we've seen from the Cubs early on in this Tokyo series, from what the Reds did over the offseason and the guys they have coming back, the Brewers are always the Brewers. The Cardinals, yeah, they didn't really add this offseason, but last year they were still a 500 team. It's a really competitive, mediocre to average division. So that's to say, hey, the Pirates, sure, they could win it all, but I just don't know that they're really better on paper than any of these teams, you know, without question. I think you can make an argument to me that the Pirates could finish in first. You can make an argument to me that they could finish in fifth. I think this division is wide open. Because of that, because of the parity, it's a lot for me to believe that they can be the playoff team. I think that, sure, they're going to be competitive. They'll get to the trade deadline and they'll be in the mix. But when it comes to the second half, do guys like Mitch Keller be able to keep it all together in the second half? Can Jared Jones stay healthy for a full season? How does Paul Skenes look across a full season? He hasn't done that yet. What is up with the closer spot? Is this David Bednar's job? Is it not even going to be his when the season starts? The bullpen still could be pretty shaky. The defense should be better, but how much better offensively? I don't know. I look at it as they're going to be close to 500. Are they going to be over it? I'm not so sure about that. I'm not so sure they're a playoff team.
Do we bring our own lunch when we go hiking in Lake Tahoe?
You have to. How else would you do when it's a 12-mile hike?
Yeah, I don't know if there was a little restaurant on the way up or what's happening there, Limit. So we have to bring trail mix and perhaps some sandwiches, yes?
I'll bring the pretzels. Those are my favorite travel snack. That and crackers.
I can't wait. I'm telling you right now, this is going to happen, Andrew. It's going to be a little weird because, like I said, we've only met once, but I think it'll be a hell of a vacation.
That's okay. We're friendly enough people. We'll get along all right.
Yeah. You're a very friendly man. all right. Getting back to the Pirates. David Bednar has become newsworthy. We had Noah Hyles on yesterday saying that Shelty, when asked by Hyles whether Bednar was the closer, basically said, we don't have a closer right now. How do you think that sits with Bednar? And how do you think they solve that issue? Like game one. In Miami, Paul Skenes goes out and gives him 8 shutout innings and they're winning 1-0. Who comes out, in your opinion, who comes out to pitch the 9th?
I still think it'll be David Bednar right now, but I think what Derek Shelton is alluding to, and kudos to Noah for asking the question, is that what has David Bednar done this spring to indicate that he deserves to have the closer job, right? Like, and that's no disrespect to David Bednar. I think that, you know, his resume speaks for itself. He's a 2-time All-Star. Let's be honest, though. Closers have shelf lives, and what's happening with David Bednar might be a matter of, hey, this guy's shelf life, he's not the bona fide guy anymore. The command of the curveball isn't quite there anymore. The fastball velocity, he can get it up there, but when he gets it up there, it comes at the expense of his ability to locate it. Bednar still can be an effective reliever for the Pirates. I just don't know if that's necessarily as a closer, and that's why, frankly, I have no problem with what Derek Shelton is saying, and, you know, kind of to the point that you articulate there about a scenario of Skenes going 8 innings and who do you go in the 9th, it's that you got to do matchups. You got to do what's best in the scenario. And if Dennis Santana's had a tremendous spring, you got to reward the guy and give him some save opportunities. If that means somebody like a Tim Mesa closes it out because it's 3 straight lefties in the 9th inning, maybe that makes sense. Maybe it's Kyle Nicholas every now and then. Maybe it's, you know, you have so many other options. And I'm not saying any of these guys are Mariano Rivera, but David Bednar sure hasn't been. He has not had a great spring. He did not have a great 2024. As much as you would like to say, hey, the hometown kid, the resume, it all speaks for itself. Let him take over the role again. That's a big gamble, especially at the beginning of the season when you're trying to build momentum, keep the team competitive, and keep the fan base engaged. You want to show that you're serious, and having David Bednar be the unquestioned closer as he continues to struggle in spring training might not necessarily be the best look.
And Colin Holderman really struggled at points last year too, Andrew. Where is he in his progression this year, and could he be someone that takes that role?
He looks really good. I personally think that Colin Holderman is best suited as an eighth inning guy. I think that's what he's really good at, is being able to cover in an inning and a third, that kind of middle of the game. That's not to say that he couldn't be a closer, but there's some concerns right there, right? Like, he's got the chronic right wrist issues. That's kind of bugged him for a while. Is that going to be something that he can stay healthy with over a full 162-game season? He hasn't proven that with the Pirates, so giving him the closer role de facto off the top of the gun, not only would that send a bad message to Bednar, it's also where you're putting all of your eggs in a basket that isn't necessarily the most reliable of baskets. So I look at Holderman as he's looked really good this spring. The velocity's there. The slider looks good, or the sweeper looks good. Sure, Colin Holderman is going to get leverage spots. Would I necessarily make him the closer? I don't know about that. I might be putting Dennis Santana as the closer over Colin Holderman right now, just because of how good Santana was as a Pirate last year and how good he's looked this spring.
Lastly, Destiny's Child, tell us in your observations one guy who's off the radar that nobody thinks about too much, might not know a lot about at any position, that jumped off the page to you, that really caught your eye while you were in Bradenton, that, and that you think could make a difference for them?
That's a tough one, because I think there's two guys I go to on the defensive side. And one I will start with, who's maybe, you know, we've talked about him a little bit, but Billy Cook. I think he's a name that's worth bringing up just because he looks like he might be the best defensive outfielder on the team. Like, that guy can fly in the outfield. He can play a mean center field. He's young, he's outgoing, he's exciting. He's a kid that you root for just because he's got that great demeanor. I think Billy Cook could be an excellent fourth or fifth outfielder for the Pirates. He just might not make this opening day roster by virtue of, you know, options, 40-man spots, things of that nature. He could be a guy who starts the year in AAA, but don't be surprised if Billy Cook gets up to Pittsburgh this summer and makes some outstanding catches and throws in the outfield. Another name to me, which I'm probably a little bit biased because I've been a fan of his for a while here, is Sung Chae Cheng, the shortstop prospect who finished last year in AAA Indianapolis. He might only be about 5'7", 5'8", the Taiwanese product, but he is the best defensive shortstop in the franchise right now. Mm. He looks fantastic at shortstop. He would be better. No disrespect to Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. He would be a better shortstop than him right now. He looks better than Leover Piquero. He would do better there than Nick Gonzalez. Sung Chae Cheng looked outstanding at shortstop this spring. The only reason he, you know, ended up not being in contention for the job right now, or, you know, to make the team outright, still very much a prospect, still relatively young, I believe at 23 or 24 years old. They want him to get more reps in AAA. But this is a guy who, I wouldn't be surprised if by the end of the year, he could be a reserve shortstop for this team, or maybe even start getting starting time by 2026. Now, the bat needs to play. He struggled a lot hitting-wise in the first half last year in Altoona, but I'm really high on Cheng. He is a, for lack of better phrasing, he is a defensive whiz at shortstop. I think he looked fantastic at the position this spring.
Andrew, we appreciate the time, man, and let's talk at least once more before you leave the Post-Gazette here. It's actually very sad. You do a hell of a job, and it's been really fun having you on the air.
The pleasure has been all mine, Joe. We will definitely do this again next week, and don't be a stranger. I was going to say, when I'm moved on out of here around these parts, I'm more than happy to hop on the show moving forward. So
yeah,
it's been a pleasure, and that I would be great. Do it again soon.
All right, man, and I'm supposed to take out Donnie and Limits for a steak dinner soon. Perhaps you could join us.
That'd be great.
Is he Look gone? At that. I would finally meet City Limits in person.
I think we got to do
big
it.
Big night.
Have you met Donnie Football?
I have not in person, no.
There you go. Could be one of the greatest nights of your life. Thank you, Destiny's Child.
Pleasure's all mine. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
There he goes. Yeah, that stinks. You meet somebody who's a good guy, becomes a friend, sort of, even though I only met him once. Plus, he's good on the air. And then they leave. Perhaps it's an old wound being reopened. Limits. My best friend Tom Cusimano moved to Pittsburgh when I was in sixth grade, maybe seventh grade. I'll never forget it. We spent every day together playing wiffle ball, football, basketball, street hockey, going to each other's houses. He delivered the Buffalo News, which was an afternoon paper. Back then, oh, limitless wonder, we didn't have the internet.
Wow.
So I wouldn't know if the Pirates won the night before on the West Coast until I ran to the bundle of newspapers. They delivered them to this apartment where we would both go get them. We'd grab the sports page right away and look up the box scores. That was Tom Cusimano. And then suddenly, without warning, his family moved to Syracuse. We had a little cut through in my backyard. Our house was sort of surrounded by trees. It was very secluded in a way.
You didn't have a lot of sunlight that came into your house because there was no electricity back then.
Thank you, Limit. Yes, that's true. Exactly.
Yes.
So on his way to the on our way to the outhouse, no. But there was a cut through the trees that he would come through every day. He would come to the house, leave the house, and I'll never forget crowding around the window with my mom, I think my sister Sheila, and there went Tom Cusimano for the last time. I hate when stuff like that happens. You know that?
I had a neighbor that did the same thing, and he left. He moved. I think it was his mom that moved. And it, like you know, the people in the neighborhood that you grow up with,
yeah.
that you see,
yeah.
you know, a couple times a week in the summer, you think of just random stuff to do on like a Wednesday night, walking around, going to the park and shooting basketball and stuff like that. I had a couple of friends like that.
Yeah.
Did you rekindle that relationship with Tom
no.
when you moved to Pittsburgh?
No.
Why?
Why would I have done that?
Because he was your childhood friend.
He was in Syracuse.
I thought you said that he moved to Pittsburgh.
Did I?
Yes.
He moved to Syracuse. Oh. I'm sorry.
That changes
the story.
I thought
I mentioned that. No. Not that I had any sort of, you know, connection that deep with Destiny's Child, but perhaps it just, it opens that old wound, doesn't it?
We do have another connection, though, in California, somebody that I met last year at a game that has been pleading with me to get us to go golf with them in California and go see SoCal.
Ooh.
This is a good guy. I've talked to him a lot.
Maybe June we can plan that limit. How's that? Or September, even better.
Yes. I want to go out and see him.
September before the backyard brawl and before the Steelers start, like the first week of September. How's that?
I want to go see a Pirates-Dodgers game here, too.
I wouldn't mind that either. Dodger Stadium's on my bucket list, but more on my bucket list is Pebble Beach and Lake Tahoe with the Child family.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I promise treats and treats I shall deliver. The 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Brian Batko joining me at noon. We're going to go over some mock drafts and some Steelers stuff. And then Brooke Pryor, who's been reporting on this quarterback derby, so to speak, joins me at 12:30. She's from ESPN, as you know. First, Pat Leonard from the New York Daily News talking about the Giants, who are keeping company with the Steelers these days, both of them desperate for a quarterback. I love the Dulac piece, or was it a tweet, that said the Steelers aren't panicking over their quarterback situation. I don't care what the Steelers are doing. They've become desperate over their quarterback situation. And internally, if they're not panicking over having not found any sort of reasonable replacement for Ben 4 years later and having whiffed on five opportunities so far to the point where they're bringing back one of the guys they already whiffed on, if they're not panicking, they should be. So that really means nothing to me whether the Steelers are telling people whether they're panicking or not. Their actions say otherwise. They're desperate. And so are the Giants. And Pat Leonard had a nice lead to his story. The Giants quarterback search is starting to look like the menu at a rundown diner. 10 pages long with one special and nothing else that's good. The team reportedly was going to hold a remote Zoom call with career backup Mason Rudolph last week. But Rudolph decided to re-sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers instead. That is quite an update, Leonard writes, to a desperate free agent search that has already included a failed attempt to trade for Matthew Stafford, an ongoing pursuit of Aaron Rodgers, and in-person meetings with Joe Flacco, Russell Wilson, and Jameis Winston. Make no mistake, the Steelers are in that boat. It's them and the Giants paddling around as the waves grow larger and the storm clouds set in. The funniest thing about all this to me is it seemed like a lot of people took the Rudolph signing as a sign of like stability, or like, okay, now we're okay. See, the Steelers went out and they got a guy that we can count on. This is a good thing. No, they're flailing away in desperation. And you could say that the Giants either are better off without Rudolph or maybe look slightly worse with the Steelers for not only not getting him, but the fact that he blew them off. Limits, if you're Rudolph, why didn't you at least listen to the Giants? I think their situation's preferable to the Steelers. You get an offensive mind there in New York. You have a great receiver who so far has not shown any issues whatsoever. And you have a lot of talent on defense, younger talent than the Steelers. I think I would have been inclined to, why wouldn't you at least take their call? Did Rudolph jump on the Steelers' offer and blow off the Giants because he thinks he's going to be the starter here? Maybe he did.
I personally believe that.
And maybe he's right.
You should hear like what other people, if they have interest in you, have to say, not just to learn about their situation, but maybe try to learn something about yourself. And that could partly be for leverage. The reasoning why I would think that he was just so gung-ho on the Steelers was, look, I'm familiar with the organization. Maybe he wanted to come back last year, but wanted to chase an opportunity with Tennessee. And when it didn't work out, he realized maybe the grass isn't always greener on the other side.
Yeah.
I question if he didn't want to go to the Giants possibly because, I mean,
because they're the Giants.
They're the Giants. I don't like their offensive line. And if Daboll's like 3-8 in the middle of the season, they're getting fired. And Joe Schein, their general manager, easy for me to think of, is likely going to get fired, especially off of Saquon Barkley going to Philadelphia and winning a championship.
It's a wonderful point, Limits.
That's a lame duck organization right now.
You might be right about that. So Rudolph saw 2 years of security with the Steelers at $8 million, I think?
Yeah, total.
And probably a shot to start, given the current situation here. It's amazing to me, as our friend Benzie from the Trib wrote this morning, that those three games, those last three regular season games 2 years ago, changed the entire narrative for a lot of people regarding Mason Rudolph. Those three games against a horrible Bengals defense, a bad Seattle defense, and the Ravens JV team. And don't get me wrong, he played really well. He played better than Pickett. He did. But I think people who take those three games and extrapolate them to the point of, man, Mason Rudolph could come back here and save the Steelers, might be going a little far here. As Pat Leonard wrote, he's a career backup. And that's what he is a pretty good backup quarterback in the league. And maybe he can beat enough bad to mediocre teams to get the Steelers to 9-8 if he's their starter again. Maybe he can. But I'm surely not counting on him for anything more than that. Are you?
Not at all. I mean, I have always been not the biggest Mason Rudolph backer or believer from the start. My opinion on him shifted a little bit based on those three games. But I think back to the way that it went when Ben was hurt and he got benched for Duck Hodges. And I think of when he came in that spot start for Ben during the COVID year against the Lions. And they tied an awful Lions team at home. Yes, there were turnovers in that game. But like Mason, quarterbacks are supposed to overcome a lot to be able to push you over the top. And Mason was never able to do that for me at any point. Even though I was encouraged by the way that he closed out the season in those final three games and played okay in Buffalo, nothing ever stood out to me as, yes, franchise guy or even starting guy for a 17-game season.
You and pretty much nobody else, at least until those three games. And then I think some minds started to change. But then the Steelers had no interest.
Well, I don't know about that. I think there are a lot of people in the city that believe that Mason Rudolph did not get a fair shake around here. And did not get a fair opportunity.
There are a lot of people that believe that.
Yeah, which I still don't understand.
All right, on to the next thing, which is Jack Ham's latest tweet to me. You ready for this, Limits? I see you're on the edge of your seat. From out of nowhere, the great Jack Ham, Mel Kiper now has Dart going 9 to New Orleans. Ham texts me, "You're the reason for this." Meteoric rise up the draft board. Be careful. With this kind of power comes great responsibility. So he's sort of busting my chops and maybe complimenting me underhandedly in the same text. How about that?
That's awesome. And he's just reaching out to you. What a great relationship that you and Jack Ham have right now.
Yeah, it's flourishing right now. I'll say that.
That is awesome.
Mel Kiper now has Dart going to 9 to New Orleans. I saw where Steve Palazzolo, in his mock draft, has Jackson Dart going 24 to the Giants. He's got the corner from Michigan, I believe, going to the Steelers. So we've reached the point where it's hard to find a mock draft, at least it was in the last 5 minutes, that doesn't have Jackson Dart going in the first round. What do you make of this? And what do you make of Jack Ham giving me credit for all this?
I'm very glad that Jack pointed that out to you. And as we know, Jack is a very credible man and a great broadcaster in and of itself with the Penn State Football Radio Network. And it's watched Jackson Dart play in person, as I have as well.
Yeah.
What I think of it is also that there were 6 quarterbacks taken in last year's draft. The most important position in all of sports, not just football, is quarterback. And teams are going to get desperate to find one any way possible. So the way that I kind of look at it is, Sanders and Ward did not participate in the combine. It opened the door a little bit more for Jackson Dart to be able to thrive, flourish, and people go, whoa, who's this guy jumping off the table and moving up draft boards? That's something that kind of concerns me. Like, once the actual football is done, and it's more so football in shorts or just workouts and interviews, you can move up a little bit. But Jackson Dart's gone from like a third-round pick when we were still playing the games to a first-round pick, that's a little bit of a stretch for me. And I think it's just because teams get quarterback desperate.
Yeah, I'm looking at Palazzolo's entire mock draft. He has Ward and Shedeur Sanders going second. Do you think Sanders is going to drop in this draft?
I do a little bit. I don't think he'll fall out of the top 15, maybe top 10. He's not going to reach the Steelers at 21.
Pomp and Joe, join them this Wednesday at the baseball, tomorrow, at the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. For our special Giant Eagle Feed the Need broadcast, you'll be able to call to bid on special items with proceeds going to the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. You can also support now by texting NEED, N-E-E-D, to 50155. All the details at 937thefan.com. So yesterday at 12:41 p.m., Steve Palazzolo of PFF said this in a tweet: Jackson Dart, discuss. 157,000 people looked at this thing. He compares him to Mac Jones. Ugh. I don't like that at all. Another guy says going to be the second best quarterback out of this draft. Probably the most overthought QB prospect in a long time. Some team down the board is going to get lucky. Somebody else says he plays the opposite style to his body type. I don't even know what that means. I want the Steelers to take him. I've said it many times, and it sounds like Jack Ham does too. I'm on Team Ham here, Limits, and you can join us at any point. There's plenty of room on the bandwagon.
I'm on Team Ham every single day, but the Jackson Dart team, I am not on.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.